Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. And if you are part of the mass of humanity on the hunt for a greater sense of purpose at work right now, then today's show is for you. We're going to do a deep dive into the Japanese concept of ikigai, or life purpose, and I'll share with you some highlights from the journey that I myself went on. Ikigai is a Japanese concept that combines the term iki, meaning alive or life, and gai, meaning benefit or worth. In combination, it refers to your life's worth or its purpose. It's a new-to-me term I recently picked up in a piece from Positive Psychology. And in this moment, it resonated with me big time. Who isn't on the hunt for purpose these days? We have talked and talked about the Great Resignation as people have continued to leave their jobs, noting a feeling of meh at work. They want something more. And now that resignation may be evolving into the Great Sabbatical, as Danica Lowe notes in her recent Fast Company piece on the subject. Lowe shares this quote from DJ Dodonna of The Sabbatical Project. "The pandemic is forcing people to make a change and to think about life, about themselves, in a way they probably wouldn't have ever done normally, about how precious and short life and our time is. So if you're one of the many who is searching or longing, then let's talk about how you might tap into your personal ikigai. First, let's talk about the components of ikigai. It's made up of four key elements. There's what you love, your personal preferences, what you're good at, your skills and talents, what the world needs, a space for your skills and talents, and finally, what you can get paid for, the commercial viability of all that stuff. By exploring these four areas with a sense of curiosity and wonder, you may pick up some important insights about yourself. It's more art than science. There's no precise formula, and your answers likely will evolve over time, but just start where you are. I realize I've done much of this work myself over the years, and I'd love to share some of my own insights to see if maybe they help trigger a set of your own. So start by focusing on what you love. My first post-grad school job was with a company offering a management rotation program. I accepted because, frankly, I had no idea what I wanted to do. And this felt like a professional tasting menu. I stayed with that company for 5 years, having full responsibility for an entire department, soup to nuts. I was accountable for operations, execution, inventory, people, budgets, and more. I was successful in the role, but I didn't love everything about it. I tolerated budgets and operations and inventory, but I reveled in people things. Engaging with people gave me energy. I loved meeting, making connections, hearing fresh ideas. I'm a talker, a listener, a coffee drinker, an observer. And doing these things truly makes me happy. But now let's talk about what you're good at. Recognizing my love for engaging with people was useful data, but did I actually have a talent here? You'd only ever need to taste one of my homemade brownies to know that my enjoyment of baking does not translate to a talent. But when I sat with that question, I realized I did have viable skills and capabilities with people. I was pretty good at hiring the right ones, at training and coaching them, and listening to their ideas on how to improve our ways of working. This intersection of what you love and what you're good at is, in the language of ikigai, your passion. And it turns out inspiring and empowering people, giving them confidence and capability to succeed at work, is my passion. So now your turn. Take a look around you. What do you love spending time doing? And when you do these things, do the results taste better than my brownies? Look for points of intersection between pleasure and skill. Find your passion.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Next, let's look at what the world needs. Understanding my passion helped me transition from a job in general management to a career in human resources. And that was an important leap for me. I took a step closer to fulfillment. I was good at corporate human resources, but I hit a point where I felt like I had something more uniquely me that I wanted to put out there. I had a point of view on what the workplace could look like, on how we could lead teams through change more effectively, how we could build more meaningful employee experiences, and how we could infuse more joy and meaning into our work while achieving stronger business results. And this represented the intersection of what I love and what I believe the world needs. This was my mission, and this insight changed the game for me. My mission became the foundation for Lead Above Noise, the business I run today, which allows me to do the work I think the world needs from me. Could the world survive without this business? Absolutely. You can live your mission and be humble at the same time. Your mission doesn't need to solve world hunger, but giving the world something you believe adds value is an amazing way to live your purpose, your ikigai. And finally, think about what you can get paid for. Consider where the thing you're good at meets commercial viability. This is your profession, and this is a big one. There are a lot of meaningful things one could do, but if there's not a viable market for it, you may not want to invest yourself in it. Type famous product failures into Google, and you'll get countless results detailing the biggest ideas that don't exist. Google Glass, a wearable smartphone, or the Segway, a two-wheeled people mover. These inventions were supposed to take over the world. They were cool, and their creators had a passion for them. The world just wasn't interested in buying. I did my homework before I hung my shingle. I talked to leaders in a wide range of organizations and industries to ensure they saw value in what I was preparing to offer. Knowing there was a ready-to-buy market for my services gave me all the confidence I needed to just start. Now that I've discovered my ikigai, my life is blissful. It's perfect, really. Okay, I am joking. But this focus on self-discovery and purpose has absolutely enhanced my experience of every day. I continue to check in and make tweaks as I go. And now it's your turn. You may go through a similar exercise and realize a big change is in store for you. You may find you're doing exactly what makes you happy. Or maybe you'll discover that there are small ways for you to infuse more joy or purpose into your days. There are no right answers. Just be sure you go on the hunt. I hope you'll join me next week for another great episode. Until then, you can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Thank you again so much for listening, and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.